This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. At approximately 4:46 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, October 3rd, my heart broke for my party and my country. After nearly 4 hours presiding over the U.S. House of Representatives, reluctantly I had to utter these words: "The position of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant." That had never happened before, not in the long and storied history of this great nation. I'm still somewhat in disbelief. But it did happen. 8 members of the dysfunctional Republican majority joined every sitting Democrat in ousting Speaker Kevin McCarthy, sending the House into total chaos with the clock ticking on a temporary funding measure ending in mid-November. These were the 8: Andy Biggs of Arizona, Ken Buck of Colorado, Tim Burchett of Tennessee, Eli Crane of Arizona, Bob Good of Virginia, Nancy Mace of South Carolina, Matt Rosendale of Montana, and the ringleader, Matt Gaetz of Florida, whose motion to vacate was approved by a vote of 216 to 210. It ended the week a few days early, and Congress went home to contemplate what's next. And what is next is a Tuesday night meeting of House Republicans to try to find a suitable replacement for McCarthy, if one even exists. Frankly, the Republican conference appears ungovernable. Going into the debate, I had hopes a few level-headed Democrats would use their vote to help the House avoid this controversy. But it became obvious during a previous vote that was not going to happen. A late-arriving member forced Democrats to use delaying tactics during a rule vote to ensure they had everyone present, and that they did. They locked arms and helped those 8 Republicans sink McCarthy. The Speaker didn't help himself with the Biden impeachment inquiry and a host of other decisions that incensed Democrats. So when he needed them, they simply weren't there. Through it all Tuesday, it was my honor to be asked to preside. I knew history was about to be made, and my goal, no matter the outcome, was to preserve the integrity of the institution during an emotional and unprecedented session of the House. We did that. I did my job. So it's back to the drawing board for House Republicans. Next week, we will hopefully elect a Speaker who has the skills to rebuild a majority with so many fractures. I believe Steve Scalise of Louisiana, my friend and current majority leader, is that guy. He's battling myeloma right now, and his experience with this blood cancer might just be what the doctor ordered for the cancer eating away at the Republican majority. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.